He said there was no language for him to speak directly or angrily enough about the atrocities he witnessed.
This is John Cargo from the town of Caro, New York. I'm the president of the Caro Historical Society, and you're listening to WGXC Acura 90.7 FM hands-on radio.
Do you like music? Do you read books too? Then WGXC and me, local noisemaker and music writer Sal Cataldi, have a show for you. It's called Reading is Fundamental. Every month, we interview the authors of the greatest books ever written about music across all genres and eras, from Sly Stone to Coltrane, Black Sabbath to Bach, ambient to easy listening. So make a date to join us the second Wednesday of every month at 10 a.m. for Reading is Fundamental.
Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is a nonprofit organization based in Columbia County that organizes alongside immigrants and allies to collectively support, empower, and defend our communities. CCSM offers programs that assist newly arrived individuals, including food programs, mutual aid funds, legal support services, and opportunities to organize and be an activist. You can find more information on social media at CCSMNY or by calling 518-303-3848.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Jason of Wappingers Falls, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Kevin Factor, and this is Foraging Ahead. This is not what you're thinking. It is a little bit, but it's not completely what you're thinking. It's that time of year. Thanksgiving's coming up, and everyone's favorite holiday, I believe. So I thought in this time of darkness, literal, figurative, intellectual, emotional darkness, the way out, starting gratitude. Now, I put out the call on social media to see what folks were happy, thankful about. Not necessarily happy, but thankful about. And the word itself, thanks, it's a transitive verb, which means that it requires an object. So you got to go outside yourself for thanking, right? I thank you. Need to thank something, someone. For Christina from Berkeley, she's thankful for so many things, but today, especially, she's thankful for this coven of women who are helping her put on an art and craft show fundraiser for the Trevor Project. She says that they've shown up week after week, busy, tired, burned out, and they've pitched in with admirable level of commitment. John Thomas from Florida, grateful that the writers and producers of Bewitched decided against trying to offer any on-screen explanation when they replaced Dick York with Dick Sargent. 1969. Sometimes it's just best not to explain. Thanksgiving, some claim, started in Virginia and 1619, and others claimed it started in Massachusetts in 1620, 1630, thereabouts. But we do know Abraham Lincoln made it a national holiday in 1863. He said, the final Thursday in November is going to be a national day of Thanksgiving. Now, if you think times are dark now, think a little bit back to 1863. I wasn't there. You weren't there. But I've heard tell it was a dark, dark time in this country. FDR shifted it to the 4th November and Thursday, because sometimes we get an extra Thursday in November to stimulate consumerism during the Great Depression. People had an extra week before Christmas if they could do their shopping. I'm going to be playing a lot of music today. Music on thankfulness and gratitude. There's going to be a little poetry as well. I'm going to start out with a quote from Rumi, Persian poet. I don't know if it goes with this song, which I always associate with Thanksgiving, and everybody in the Northeast who grew up when I did also associates it with Thanksgiving, but they don't have it in California. They don't have this song as part of their tradition in Texas or New Orleans or Oregon or even Florida. It's a good old song. Be grateful for your life, every detail of it, and your face will come to shine like a sun. And everyone who sees it will be made glad and peaceful. Persist in gratitude, and you will slowly become one with the sun of love, and love will shine through you. It's all healing joy. The path of gratitude is not for children. It is a path of tender heroes, of the heroes of tenderness who, whatever happens, keep burning on the altar of their hearts the flame of adoration. Thank you, Rumi, for that. And next up, Sister Rosetta and a little bit of gospel.
As a singer, but I thank God for my song with words so sweet and tender, with love and joy untold. I tell you, the Savior who's precious to my soul. As a singer, but I thank God for my song. I go on my way rejoicing, and I'm happy all day long. When my load is heavy and my weary is dry, just keep on singing my song. Or in some distance corner, someone is worn with strife. In this song's a message that will help you all through life. Put your life before you and look back through the years and give your heart to Jesus and wipe away your tears. I'm not much of a singer, but But I thank God for my song. I go on my way rejoicing. Yes, I'm happy all the day long. When my Lord is heavy, and my will is dreary, yes, Lord, just keep on singing my song.
Thankful for the harmonies that the Impressions create. When they sing People Get Ready, People Get Ready by the Impressions. Thanks and gratitude. That's the theme for today's show. It's that time of year. Darkness all around. Mara from Tivoli is grateful for community and networks of care and kindness between neighbors, especially in times of despair and darkness. Well, that's certainly something to be thankful for, and hopefully you all have that where you are. Next up, a couple of songs that don't explicitly say thank you, but they certainly express gratitude and joy.
Mm-hmm. That's a groove.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir.
She rocked me like a rock of ages, so love me.
grown to be a man. And the devil would call my name. Say now, who do? Who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consummated man.
I shall try.
Van Morrison with Sweet Thing. Just an amazing tribute to joy and just exudes gratitude. And before that, we had Paul Simon with Loves Me Like a Rock, expressing his gratitude, or the character in the song anyway, to his mother. You know, thank your mom. She brought you into this world. Ken from Glen Cove, Long Island, is grateful for serendipity and for his grandchild that's on its way. Jane from Nyack is grateful for divine intervention, life, friends, family, love, empathy, and good coffee. You can't overestimate good coffee and the well-being of humanity. Darren is grateful for air conditioning, Danielle for indoor plumbing, Sarah for laughter, and Mickey from Montreal is thankful for Wi-Fi and dodging bad decisions. These are all things to be grateful for, all things to be grateful for. Next up, Little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Make a way, gonna make a way, gonna make a way, gonna make a way, yeah.
Oh, that is some gratitude from we're going to hold off on Ernie Tubbs for a second. That's some gratitude from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Next, we're going to have a few songs that express thanks, slightly different meanings, uses, and shades. Ernest Tubbs, thanks a lot. A little bit, little sarcastic or ironic. Sylvia's mother, kind of perfunctory and a little opaque. And That's How I Got to Memphis by Ronnie Don coming up. Kind of sets the scene for the song that you've been listening to. But first up, little Ernest Tubbs.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Leon. You wanted a fool, I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little and laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Please, Mrs.
packing. She's gone, I'm believing today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes,
please. This is Avery, I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while.
Please, this is Avery, I just wanna tell her goodbye.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Please, this is Avery, I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while.
That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to got to Memphis. It's how I got
got to
in the family zone, thanking us for letting him be himself again. That's gratitude. That's gratitude. And that's what today's show is, gratitude. Thanksgiving coming up. I'm Kevin Factor. You're listening to Foraging Ahead on WGXC. I am grateful for WGXC and the community at this radio station and Wave Farm. I can't even begin to name all the amazing people who make this community radio station possible. Just listener-supported radio for open ears. WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM. Words can't describe. But personally, I'm also thankful for Janet and my son David and all the people that make living in the Hudson Valley just worth living. Mary is thankful for a roof over her head, food in her house, good friends, and the fact that no one is bombing us. Sybil in Switzerland is thankful that life is taking place now and not between 1347 and 1352. Yes, those were dark times. I think the plague, that was before vaccinations, but luckily we have those now. Edwin, Costa Rica, is grateful for his faith in God. And Brian, in Texas, is grateful for white-tailed deer. Elizabeth in L.A., psych meds. And Thea up in Claverick, libraries, authors, musicians, and actors. We're going to shift a little bit, have a couple of poems. The first by Mary Oliver, and I'm going to read it to this little turnaround from Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant, just because everything that you say or read to this little riff, it just kind of sounds a little wise and a little folky, and wisdom is not hard if you have the words of Mary Oliver. Here's Mary Oliver. Wild geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I'll tell you about mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese high in the clean blue air are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely the world offers itself to you, and your imagination calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. Thank you, Mary Oliver, for having written those words and so many others, and for living and just reminding us, paying attention. Really paying attention is an act of gratitude. Next, Seamus Heaney, Digging.
Digging. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, snug as a gun. Under my window, a clean rasping sound, when the spade sinks into gravelly ground, my father digging. I look down till his straining rump among the flower beds bends low, comes up 20 years away, stooping in rhythm through potato drills where he was digging. The coarse boot nestled on the lug. The shaft against the inside knee was levered firmly. He rooted out tall tops, buried the bright edge deep to scatter new potatoes that we picked, loving their cool hardness in our hands. By God, the old man could handle a spade, just like his old man. My grandfather cut more turf in a day than any other man on Toner's Bog. Once I carried him milk in a bottle, corked sloppily with paper. He straightened up to drink it, then fell to right away, nicking and slicing neatly, heaving sods over his shoulder, going down and down for the good turf, digging. The cold smell of potato mould, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through living roots awaken in my head. But I've no spade to follow men like them. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it.
History, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't
about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
History. Biology.
Well, la ta 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 ta.
Science book. French I took.
Yeah. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
I've been thinking lately about the people I meet, the car wash on the corner and the hole in the street, the way my ankles hurt with shoes on my feet, and I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. In the army, but I never dug a trench. Used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. I go to town and drink, give the girls a pinch, but I don't think they ever even notice me. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Fish and whistle, a whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again. Again, again. Oh, my very first job, I said thank you and please. They made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees, and they only give me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Fish and a whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, we'll make a bigger wish that we never have to do this again. Again, again. Oh, Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in heaven.
And that's John Prine, Fish and Whistle. Forgiveness is kissing cousins to thankfulness and gratitude. If you're not grateful, it's hard for you to forgive. I don't know. Maybe it's the other way around. Well, I'm grateful. I'm thankful that you intentionally or accidentally spent a little time listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and me, Kevin Factor, and this old show, Foraging Ahead, where sometimes it's themes, sometimes it's music, sometimes it's conversations with people I find interesting. I hope you all have a really interesting week. And we're going to leave you with I'm going to leave you with a little Steve Earle and a little more Sam Cooke. I just love that Sam Cooke. Steve Earle, Sparkle and Shine.
Tall, high heel shoes on her feet. Waltz by.